Hetty Feather, written and read by Jacqueline Wilson. My name is Hetty Feather. Don't mock, it's not my real name. I'm absolutely certain my mother would have picked a beautiful, romantic name for me, though sadly I have not turned out beautiful or romantic. I shall picture her. My little darling, my mother whispered, wrapping me up tightly in a shawl. She held me close, close, close to her chest, as if she could never bear to let me go. My little Rosamond? Seraphina? Christabel? My eyes are my best feature, as blue as the summer sky. Did she perhaps call me Sapphire? Azure? Bluebell? I like to think my baby hair had not yet sprouted from my little pink head. A bald baby can still just about be beautiful. An infant with hair as scarlet as sin is an abomination, spawn of the devil. So says Matron Bottomley, and she pulls my hair hard. Once, when I cheeked her really wondrously, calling her Matron Stinking Bottomley, she pulled so fiercely a whole hank of my hair came away in her hand. She would have been in trouble if anyone had spotted my poor bald patch, but she crammed my cap down hard, and no one saw. Well, 200 foundling girls witnessed her assault on me, but Matron Bottomley didn't give a fig about them. It took an entire year for my hair to grow back properly, but it was worth it, because from that day onwards we all referred to her as Matron Stinking Bottomley, though not out loud. No other girl is as bold as me.